We implemented a dedicated ongoing accountability and feedback loop by releasing our final report and executive summary, but we received approval from the participating trusted advisors before it was final, right? We wanted to make sure that we got it right in the analysis and that this was approved by them. And they changed things, and we were fine with that. We don't argue about it. It's their data. We hosted two community share back events that were phenomenal. They were celebratory events that actually brought all of the different communities together and celebrated the collective work that was done. We identified key themes that applied across communities. And one of the amazing things that resulted from that was that the organizations themselves were able to build relationships with one another because they'd learned that one thing that was happening in one community was also a priority in another community. So these trusted advisors, these trusted partners and organizations decided to then come together and support one another. We also resource organizations to share information back with the community members that participated in the interviews, participated in the focus groups, and some who didn't participate, but they're still the community members that they serve so that they could dive deeper into the data and what it meant to them. And then we resourced a second round of funding for these trusted advisors beyond the surveys and the focus groups that allowed them to participate in committees and work groups with Healthier Here, to also provide input and feedback into Healthier Here's project priorities, our funding decisions, and our organizational strategic priorities.